Focus on flowers. A Greek botanist cultivated clematis as early as 50 AD. The name is from the Greek word clema, meaning vine. During the Elizabethan reign in England, the native clematis was known as virgin's bower, and another name was hedge feathers because of the fluffy seed heads. The Asian clematis reached Europe from Japan in 1776. In the 1820s, Lady Amherst, the wife of the governor of India, brought the white clematis montana home to England. The Englishman Dr. Ward, who invented the Wardian glass cases for transporting plants, was responsible for the large number of clematis from China that were sent to England by the plant hunter Robert Fortune. In 1858, Jackman's Nursery in England produced the spectacular Jackmanii clematis, which is a rich purple. The Jackman family produced hundreds of varieties, and the craze about producing clematis swept through Europe. Not only were the flowers admired, but also the tough, twining stems. Famous garden designer Gertrude Jekyll used clematis to romp over other plants that had finished their bloom season. Ellen Wilmot spent a fortune designing and growing an English garden filled to the brim with different types of clematis. There are so many lovely varieties available today, and even a single bloom in a float bowl looks perfect. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on climbing clematis.